Good morning. It's April 17th, and this is your daily brief in science. Here's everything you need to know. Imagine waking up to find a piece of the International Space Station in your living room. That's exactly what happened to a family in Naples, Florida, on March 8, 2024, when a 1.6-pound piece of space hardware crashed through their home, narrowly missing one of the residents. This wasn't just any space junk. It was a stanchion from EP-9, a pallet used by the ISS in March 2021 to dispose of old nickel-hydrogen batteries. The debris, after a 3-year journey, punctured 2 floors of their house, highlighting a growing concern over the management of space debris. With the increase of satellite launches into low Earth orbit, incidents like these could become more common, raising alarms over the safety of those on the ground. NASA has confirmed the origin of the debris and is conducting a thorough investigation to understand how it survived re-entry and to improve future disposal methods. This event underscores the need for better precautions and responsible operations in space to mitigate risks to Earth's inhabitants. NASA's commitment to updating its modeling and analysis for space debris disposal is a step in the right direction, aiming to ensure such an incident doesn't happen again. Thankfully, no one was injured, but the close call serves as a stark reminder of the challenges posed by the increasing clutter in our skies. As we continue to explore and utilize space, ensuring the safety of those on the ground remains a paramount concern. Astronomers have shattered previous records by discovering the most massive stellar black hole in the Milky Way. A cosmic giant named Gaia BH3, located in the Aquila constellation, a mere 1,926 light-years away. This colossal discovery, made possible by the European Space Agency's Gaia Space Telescope, is not just about size. It's about challenging our understanding of the cosmos. The black hole, with a mass nearly 33 times that of our Sun, emerges as the second closest known black hole to Earth. This discovery was confirmed through meticulous observations from ground-based observatories, which also shed light on the intriguing formation of Gaia BH3. The star orbiting this black hole is metal poor, a characteristic that suggests the black hole itself formed from a similarly metal poor star. This revelation is pivotal, as it challenges the long-standing assumption that high-mass black holes could only form from stars rich in metals. The implications of this discovery are profound, offering fresh insights into the formation of high-mass black holes from metal-poor stars. This could potentially rewrite the narrative on how such cosmic giants come into existence within our galaxy. The research team believes this finding is just the beginning, with hopes that it will pave the way for further discoveries about the enigmatic nature of black holes. Described as transformational, this breakthrough is reshaping our scientific understanding of black holes and their origins. Published in the journal Astronomy and Astrophysics, this research highlights the significant impact of the Gaia mission on the field of astronomy and astrophysics. With the full dataset from the Gaia Space Telescope expected to be released in late 2025, the astronomical community is on the cusp of uncovering even more secrets of the universe, making this an exciting time for cosmic exploration. In an era where the manipulation of light forms the backbone of numerous technological advancements, a recent study sheds light on a groundbreaking approach. This research dives into the realm of metasurfaces, specifically focusing on their role in dynamically controlling optical fields, marking a significant stride towards the future of photonics. The core of this study lies in the exploration of active metasurfaces. These are not just theoretical constructs, but practical tools that bridge the gap between the abstract world of physics and tangible technological applications. The emphasis here is on the dynamic, reconfigurable functionality of these surfaces, a feature that stands out as a cornerstone for future innovations. A key player in this narrative is the lithium niobatium insulator, LNOI, technology. This technology is hailed for its potential to achieve tunable wavefronts at unprecedented speeds, a crucial aspect for the efficiency of photonic integrated circuits. The study showcases how the integration of electrodes, metasurfaces, and LNOI photonic waveguides in a single photonic integrated circuit, PIC device, can revolutionize the way we manipulate light. This integration enables the device to shape wavefronts in reconfigurable arbitrary polarization states, achieving high-speed tunability across various functionalities. These include control over focal position, focal length, orbital angular momentum, and the generation of Bessel beams. The implications of these advancements are vast, opening doors to enhanced optical communication, computation, sensing, and imaging. In conclusion, the study not only highlights the potential for further enhancement of modulation speed, but also underscores the efficiency and versatility of light manipulation in compact PIC devices. This research paves the way for a future where the dynamic control of optical fields can be seamlessly integrated into practical applications, heralding a new era of technological innovation. In recent findings that could change the way we approach COVID-19 treatment, researchers have uncovered why the virus impacts young and old differently. A collaborative study between UCL and the Wellcome Sanger Institute reveals the age-related nuances in our body's first line of defense against SARS-CoV-2. The study specifically looked at the nasal epithelial cells from individuals across a broad age spectrum, children, adults, and the elderly. It was discovered that children's nasal cells have a robust response to the virus, significantly increasing interferon production. This critical response helps in curbing the virus's replication early on. Conversely, the elderly's nasal cells not only produced more infectious virus particles but also showed increased cell shedding and damage. This contrast in cellular response might explain the observed differences in COVID-19 severity among various age groups. The implications of these findings are vast. They suggest a potential for developing antiviral treatments that are age-specific, particularly to protect the elderly, who are at a higher risk of severe COVID-19 complications. This research underlines the importance of considering age as a significant factor in both the study and treatment of infectious diseases. The team behind the study also advocates for further research into how aging affects the body's response to other viruses. Support for this crucial research came from prestigious institutions, including UK Research and Innovation, the National Institute for Health and Care Research, Great Ormond Street Hospital, Biomedical Research Center, Wellcome, and the Chan Zuckerberg Foundation. This study not only sheds light on the path toward age-specific treatments, but also emphasizes the need for a deeper understanding of how aging influences our body's defense mechanisms against viral infections. In a groundbreaking study, your daily jog or gym session might be doing more for your heart than you think, especially when it comes to stress. Let's dive into how hitting those physical activity targets can be a game changer for your cardiovascular health. Conducted by Massachusetts General Hospital and published in the Journal of the American College of Cardiology, this study analyzed data from over 50,000 participants. The findings were striking: a 23% lower risk of developing cardiovascular disease for those who regularly met physical activity recommendations. But here's where it gets even more interesting. The benefits were significantly more pronounced in individuals with pre-existing depression, highlighting a crucial link between mental and physical health. The researchers are pushing for a new narrative in patient care, emphasizing the need to discuss the brain effects of physical activity, especially for those grappling with stress-related syndromes. This isn't just about the heart, it's about the mind, too. This study adds a robust layer to the growing body of evidence that underscores the myriad benefits of exercise. Not only does regular physical activity bolster mental health, but it also slashes the risk of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. In essence, this research is a powerful reminder of the interconnectedness of our mental and physical well-being, and a call to action to make exercise a non-negotiable part of our daily lives. This has been your daily brief in science. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.